Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me just tell you, sometimes life feels like an emotional roller coaster with a broken safety harness. We're all juggling so much work, relationships, personal goals, the constant hum of social media can leave us feeling overwhelmed and emotionally exhausted. Today, we're diving deep into that feeling of emotional overload, figuring out how to navigate those intense waves without getting swept away. Ever felt like your emotions are running on overdrive? You know, that feeling when you're just trying to make it through the day, but every little thing seems to trigger a massive emotional response. Well, guess what? You're not alone. And in this episode, we're going to break down some actionable steps to help you gain control and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Buckle up because things are about to get real. First things first, let's acknowledge that emotional overload is a real struggle. It's not just about being too sensitive or dramatic. There's often an underlying reason why we feel this way, and it might have something to do with our ADHD brains processing information differently. We can get easily bombarded by stimuli, both internal and external, leading to heightened emotional responses. Remember that feeling of being overwhelmed in a crowded room? That's your brain trying to process all the sights, sound, and social cues at once. So, how do we navigate this emotional minefield? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you find some peace. 1. Mindfulness is your BFF. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged and chanting, although that can be helpful too. It's about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on those overwhelming emotions before they take over. Practice grounding techniques like focusing on your breath, noticing physical sensations, or engaging your senses. 2. Recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it specific people, situations, or even certain types of media? Identifying your emotional triggers is key to managing them effectively. Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can start to create strategies for avoiding or coping with those triggers. Maybe it's taking a break from social media when you feel yourself getting anxious, or choosing to spend time in nature when you need to recharge. 3. Self-compassion is non-negotiable. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. When you're feeling overwhelmed, remember that it's okay to not be okay. Instead of berating yourself for your emotions, try acknowledging them with compassion and offering yourself some support. 4. Embrace your needs. It's easy to get caught up in the demands of life and forget about your own needs. But taking care of yourself is essential for managing emotional overload. Make time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation, whether it's reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, or simply taking a long bath. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or support group can be incredibly helpful. Sharing your experiences and getting outside perspective can offer valuable insights and emotional support. Okay, let's bring this to life with a relatable scenario. Imagine this. You're at work, and suddenly everything feels overwhelming. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your colleagues seem extra stressed. The energy in the room is palpable, and you feel yourself getting anxious. You might start feeling like your thoughts are racing, your heart is pounding, and even simple tasks seem impossible. Sound familiar? This is emotional overload in action. But here's the good news. You have tools to manage this situation. You can take a few deep breaths to calm your nervous system, step away from your desk for a quick walk to clear your head, or engage in a brief mindfulness exercise to refocus your attention. Remember those strategies we talked about earlier. Now's the time to put them into practice. So, let's recap. Emotional overload is a real struggle, but it doesn't have to control your life. By practicing mindfulness, recognizing your triggers, being kind to yourself, taking care of your needs, and seeking support when you need it, you can navigate those intense waves with grace and resilience. Remember, you're capable, worthy, and strong enough to handle whatever comes your way. Now go out there and rock your day, my friends. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.